Despite Market Street's garbage trucks and street sweepers, the rolling cars send a stubborn piece of black tissue paper dragging across the ground.
Every day is different. We don't know what we'll find.
Khalid Shahadeh has spent 18 years cleaning up San Francisco's litter as part of the city's public works department. It collects about 20,000 pounds of litter a week.
It keeps coming. It's not going to stop, no matter how much stuff we try.
That's why software developer Alex Riebman created Litterbug. It uses artificial intelligence, or AI, in the form of computer vision. With Litterbug, users can secure their phone to a bike or dashboard, and their camera will automatically detect and categorize litter around them. Then, the AI generates heat maps, showing where most of the litter is in an area.
You can think of computer vision as the eyes of the AI, and the data visualization maybe as the face or the body. It's all converging on this idea called multimodal AI. You can take different senses and then feed that into kind of a thinking brain. This might be the 21st century version of the printing press.
While Litterbug won't prevent its namesake, Riemann says his goal is data collection.
That's exactly what we need to be moving the needle forward.
And that data can be useful to policymakers or scientists, like environmental toxicologist Tori McGrewer. She says AI technology like Litterbug could help in a trash survey she's conducting along the entire Pacific Crest Trail.
Instead of getting 6% of the trail, you could get closer to like 80, 90, 100%. That data means that we can have more directed action. If you were only seeing cigarette butts, you would target that specific thing.
As crews clean across the city, Public Works Supervisor Khalid Shahadeh urges people to remember that human actions are mainly needed to tackle litter.
AI cannot do this job. All of us, we need to be one unit to tackle this problem.
But as AI grows, so does its potential as a tool for public collaboration to fight the climate crisis. For the Hearst Journalism Awards, I'm Sophie Mallinson.